might say she's big as a barrel. Mm.
But not just she's big. Mm. I think it's mostly black people would say that. But I'm not absolutely sure. And then a woman who might help deliver a baby would be
a midwife.
Is there another name for her?
Well, not that I know of.
Would you ever say a granny?
Well, no, not that I know of, because granny, as far as I'm concerned, is another term for grandma or grandmother.
If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you'd say the boy
looks like his father.
It's
his father's child.
Ah, yeah. Suppose they have the same behavior. You'd say the boy
is very much like his father in nature. He has his father's temperament.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a mother had looked after three children until they were grown, you'd say she has...
She has... This is... I don't believe I ever used this statement, but I have heard it used. She born and bred, so and so.
What would you say, though? Born and what? What's the use?
Raised or reared. I believe that reared is the better term, but I probably would say raised.
Mm-hmm. I say raised, but there are people who insist upon reared.
That's right.
Strictly proper. To a naughty child, you might say, you're going to get a...
spanking or whipping.
Which is worse?
Oh, a whipping is much worse than spanking. You do the spanking with your hand. Mm-hmm. And a whipping you usually get a switch or a yardstick or a ruler.
That would smart. And if Bob is 5 inches taller, you might say to Bob, my, how you have
grown.
And last year you
weren't nearly this tall.
Using a form of grown. Last year you
must have grown fast or grew.
Okay. And next year you will
grow even more.
And what would you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Illegitimate.
Is there another term?
Bastard.
Any joking term?
No.
Did you ever hear Woods Colt?
No.
A volunteer child?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You might say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
more loving.
Mm-hmm. And your brother's son would be your
nephew.
And a child who has lost his father and mother would be an
orphan.
And the person appointed by the court to look after the orphan is its legal
guardian.
Mm-hmm. If a woman gave a party and invited all the people who were members of her family, you'd say she asked all her
relatives.
Another term?
Family members, or brothers and sisters and children.
Do you use kinfolk?
Might use kinfolk, uh-huh.
Okay.
Sometimes I would say I'm going to see my kinfolks in South Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if there was somebody else named Curtis who looked a little like you, and somebody asked if that was a member of your family, you might say, no, I'm no
kin to them.
And if somebody came into town and nobody had ever seen him before, you'd say he's a...
stranger here.
All right. Suppose he were from another country. He's a...
he's a foreigner.
Would you ever call somebody from this country a foreigner?
I don't believe so. But now, you might jokingly say if somebody was from another state, mm-hmm. particularly one that was way away from mm-hmm. us in Georgia, you might say... he's a foreigner, but I believe the term would be more used for somebody from another country.
Mm-hmm. If I, from Atlanta, went to Waverly Hall, would they call me a foreigner?